Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, or Shows and Tours, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down. The Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200. From Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810. And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. C.V. Fogg has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. cv-fog.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fog. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at maximumsecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate where everything you buy benefits daphealth.org. Revivalsstores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. Joey. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. I'm afraid to say what a beautiful day. Just don't want to jinx it, so I won't say it. Welcome to the Joey English Show. 920 AM, 99.1 FM. Then the music of 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. And the 5 day a week, four station, 12 times a day. Joey English Daily Datebook. Our show in real time on the KGX mobile app. After we are through, Nigel posts everything on joeyenglish.com and Facebook. And thank you for friending me. We've got thousands and thousands of friends on Facebook. They're all coming to my funeral service. So
yay! Let's have that soon.
Yeah. You know who that is. We're going in reverse order today for fun. Larry Davis always says, I'll wait when we do our senior moment. But here he is from
Forest Lawn, First Step today.
Yes.
And it's too bad this is not on television, because if they could see you and your expressions and playing with your hair and the emotion that you give when you talk, it's fascinating.
You're very kind. I think we're going to do some of that. We're going to put some TV cameras in the corner of our radio studio. But not today. I have to lose 50 pounds first.
Yeah, okay, well.
By Saturday. No, never mind.
If we wait for that, it'll be your
funeral.
Yes,
right. Oh, so what's going on? Oh, my goodness.
Well, the pandemic continues to affect things we do. We're still under mandates, as most places, for masks inside. Outside, we're okay. We're not limited on the number of people that we can come to a service, which is good. And, you know, families are dealing with it well, just because we're still at this. And the number of people passing away from COVID is certainly reduced from,
yes,
you know, years ago, a year or so ago. But
you don't have to put anything on the tombstone that says died of measles,
died of rheumatic
fever, any of those dangerous things.
No. And you can't get anything like that from a decedent. People are not. We use universal precautions. I've mentioned this before.
Right.
During the AIDS crisis and you know, in the 49 years I've been in this profession, we practice universal precautions for everyone, because we don't know what anyone dies of.
You know what made me think of that? Remember when they found King Tut's tomb and they opened it? I can't think of his name, started with an H. And there were bacteria down in there that had been there for hundreds, if not thousands of years, that caused issues. So that has to be a different thing than we have going.
Yes, but it's not related to COVID or to any. I mean, bacteria grows in decomposition.
Okay. I don't know these things.
Decedents do decompose, and so there's certainly some issues. You would not want to open a casket with someone that had been dead for a while and without gloves and without the universal precautions.
Oh, the hazmat suit thing.
Yeah, when we disinter people for reinterment at another cemetery or another space in the cemetery, we use universal precautions for everything, and that's how we gown up, glove up, mask up, and we do that for everyone, for the protection of our staff and the protection of the guests that come. But after the embalming procedure and things are done, you're not going to get COVID. You're not going to get a disease from an embalmed body.
We were visiting with Alan and Brenda. We're going backwards today. Lisa from Dementia Help Center is in the middle, like always. And Alan Jensen and Brenda Crawford from Neurovitality Center. We were talking about cremation. And it made me want to ask you, remember in the movie Bucket List where one of them had their ashes in a chock full of nuts coffee can?
Yes.
Can people put ashes in anything?
There is a state law, believe it or not, regarding this. There's a state law for everything, or a regulation. It has to be, we have to give the family the cremated remains in a durable container that is not going to disintegrate or leak the cremated remains. In other words, we can't put them in a plastic bag and hand them to them.
Right. Did you say the container can't
leak?
Okay, can people bury the container?
It depends on the cemetery and the container, if it fits the cemetery's regulations. But if someone wants to take a coffee can home and put it on their mantle or whatever they're going to do with it, or use it for scattering, you know, as long as it's durable and fits the criteria what the law specifies for us, we can certainly do that.
What do you give? Do people bring you the container for the ashes, or do you have a one size fits all?
No, we have thousands of urns. People can choose from personalized urns with pictures on it. We have a pair of cowboy boots that is the shape of an urn. An urn in the shape of cowboy boots. We have Major League Baseball and football urns. We have all
Can
kinds.
I have a video, one of my CDs and a video and all that in there?
Put in it or on top of it? I thought you weren't going to be cremated.
I can't decide. A little of both?
No, we can't. We can. I'm sorry to your listeners. Please don't. Don't think anything Joy says is factual.
But I'm still thinking the diamond. Have your ashes compressed into a diamond. And you've told me we can almost make it pink, not red, but you have to put other things with the ashes.
Mm-hmm. So you can do that.
May as well have some fun with
it. I'm thinking of something, but I won't say it on the radio.
Let me say that. Don't take anything Larry Davis says.
Oh, no. I'm the supposed expert.
That's right. And you know how popular you are with the Joey Pals. And for a serious moment, of course, this is the person you want to talk to when this natural progression of life called death comes. Lainey Kazan and I had dinner the other night. She's about 5 years older than I am, and we were talking about this very thing. You get to a point in your life where you think about it almost every day and almost every night. The nights are harder on you. And I was sharing with her what a comfort it is when you have somebody like you who's waiting.
Well, tomorrow is 11 months since Linda's passed away, my wife, and so it's hard to believe, and we're soon going to be a year, and it's interesting because I also turned 70 this year, so I'm inching up on you. I know I don't look 70, do I?
No. Nigel Photoshop, Nigel.
Yeah, fix that picture. But I thought about this last 11 months is one being alone. I've never lived alone, and so that's a whole new process. And also that I'm 70, and I think, well, how much longer am I going to live?
Most of your life is behind
you. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, but if I live to be...
Kids don't realize that.
Yeah, well, they should. You're getting old. You look it.
Feel it. I mean, they don't feel it for themselves.
No.
I realize that most of my life is behind me now.
Absolutely.
But the kids don't yet. How old is your son?
47.
He doesn't either.
Yeah, well, he's been around me so long that he's got his wills and trust all lined up.
Yes, that's right. His funeral's planned and paid for like mine.
Yeah, but
funny.
But you do stop and think, you know, I think about when do I retire? This is my 49th year in this profession,
retire.
I'm not ready to. No, I'm not, but I want to travel. I've been traveling more because I couldn't travel at all the last 4 years, and I've been to Colorado last week, Charleston this coming week, and I even booked me a trip to Hawaii in January. I haven't told anybody that. So
they know now.
Yeah.
I'll put you on my Joey's Travel Club newsletter.
No, thank you. But you do think about this, and it's. I don't think it's good to dwell on it, but I think it's good to address it and deal with whatever issues you're thinking about. Like, I looked at my retirement, and according to T. Rowe Price, where my money is, I can live to be 110 and still live at the lifestyle I'm currently living, which is pretty darn good.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and I don't expect to live to be 110. So Doug will get something when I go. it's good to feel secure in that.
Yes.
And so I don't worry about that.
Because there's nothing you can do about it.
No, I'll tell you.
Except control to the extent you're talking.
If we all knew the day we were going to die, first of all, that'd really change a lot of things. But, what would you do different if you knew you had a shorter time to live?
And
you know, a friend of mine a week ago just found out he had pancreatic cancer and he's dead in a week.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, but
oh my stars!
But he had lived a very good life. He had lived. There's a saying: "Live like you're going to die tomorrow, and
dance like nobody's watching."
Right, and so I think
love like you'll never get hurt.
I'm not sure that's.
Oh, yes, it is.
Is that right?
I'll Google it.
You Google that, but the point is, live and enjoy and think about things, but don't let the negative stuff drag you down. There's so much out there right now that's just everybody's upset about something. And I just think, you know, there's a greater power and control.
Yes.
I'm going to do the best I can to help people and be nice to people and enjoy what I do and enjoy life. And I'll tell you, from my perspective, you better enjoy life because I see every day from every age group.
Yes.
And
did you get to say goodbye to your friend?
Yes. But it came very quickly. And just like, boom.
Did you handle his service?
I did not. He was out of the state, so.
Oh. Gosh.
But you know, you could, I always say, if this could have happened yesterday, because if I say it could happen today and it does, and everybody thinks I've got some crystal ball or something. But you know, you could have been hit by a train yesterday or hit walking across the street or on your bike, or you could...
Actually, you're quite likely to have one of those things happen more
right.
than...
So it didn't, though. And so live, you know, and number of people getting COVID and other diseases, you know...
But
more
that doesn't
people,
need to be a death sentence
No, but
now.
Because most people outlive those things.
Yes.
And it's just so much negative right now that how everything is... I think we just need some positive, good things.
Lainey and I were talking because there are still things we both want to do. And by the way, we had an interesting conversation that entertainers who, like the George Burnses and the Bob Hopes and the Milton Berles that worked into their 90s and 100s, if they kept working, they stayed alive. And Lainey and I were talking about that. And she said something to the effect of, well, tomorrow's going to come whether I start this new project or not,
right.
So I may as well start this new project.
Yeah.
And that's what you've always said to us.
Enjoy
each other.
Enjoy your family. Enjoy your time. Because
don't retire. George Burns said, if you retire, they throw dirt on you. He meant you die.
Yeah, and there's truth to that. But I think you have to be prepared to retire. And you have to, well, if I would not sit home and sit around and do nothing. I would travel. I would do consulting. I've thought of taking up singing.
And I was thinking of running.
I don't think anybody wants me to do that.
We'll just switch.
Yeah, I'll host your radio show.
You do radio and I'll
you go be
take
the vice
care of
president
the urns.
At Forest Lawn. Yeah, that'd be.
Where is our Forest Lawn located?
Well, ours in Cathedral City is on the corner of Ramon and Duval in Cathedral City. We have our Indio location is on Requa.
How do you spell that?
Oh, don't ask me that.
Okay.
Requa.
What happens when you fill up all the spots?
And then one in Coachella on
Sorry,
Jackson.
I didn't mean to.
We're going to build more.
Okay.
We're going to build more. We have the mini storage behind the Cathedral City location. That's future mausoleum and burial spots.
So depending on if I want to be in a red casket or in an urn shaped like a Hershey's Kiss, I'll think of this. More planning. What is it up to now? 3 days.
Oh, yours is going to be... Yours will make a presidential funeral look
That's
like
that. But you said people have had horse-drawn carriages.
Oh, sure.
Beautiful things.
Yeah. Marching bands, bagpipes.
Look at it. Oh, bagpipes, yes.
I'm afraid to tell you anything.
Yes, I'll add it.
It's going to be a 5-day, 3-ring circuit.
Have to shut down Cathedral City. Thank you for always putting a positive face to something that most people are afraid of.
Thank you.
And you've done that for years for us. The website is
forestlawn.com.
com, and you can pick a location. Phone number locally is
760-328-3112.
And you should go over there and have a little tour. You'll be comfortable.
Yes.
Is that the right way to say it? I've taken my grandchildren over there when they're all grown up now. But they went when they were little, and nobody was bothered except my daughter-in-law. You took my children where? To see where I'm going to spend eternity. Thanks, Larry Davis.
Thank you.
Always thanks for starting by.
Good to see you.
When we come back, we're going to talk to Lisa Stanford, and then we'll visit with Alan. It's Joey Alan and Brenda. It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.